Great to have you along today on WPR News. You know, traditional wisdom is that the summer movie season is for the big blockbuster type movie. The fall is when the serious movies come out, the ones that are going to make the Academy Awards. And we'll see if that holds true today as we talk with our guest back with us once again, Jameson Rabbit. And as you listen, thank you for joining in. Jameson has hosted a movie review program. It's called Real, R-E-E-L, Real Reviews, for the past decade. It's also on staff of the Wisconsin Film Festival. And as we move along today, I hope you'll join in. What are you excited about seeing this fall, perhaps? Are you hoping for something with a little less action and maybe a little more acting? Give a call, the number, and also you might comment on the summer movie that you might have seen as well, and if you liked it and why. Give a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Jameson Rabbit, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be back here, Larry. Good to see you.
Let's, you know, before we go to the fall season, maybe let's recap the summer a little bit.
Sure.
How good or bad was this summer's movie season?
I think it was kind of average. there's some really good ones. You know, I really enjoyed movies like Superman and Sinners was a movie that came out this summer that was a great success. F1,
yeah.
Was really exciting. Good, big summer movie. And then there was some, you know, the new Jurassic World Rebirth, which was just re-churning over familiar territory and made big money, so they'll keep making them. But,
it did make big money.
It did. Those dinosaur movies always make money. That's why they keep, I mean, they got Scarlett Johansson to come in to make this movie with them. I mean.
Yeah.
They make money whether they're good or not is debatable.
Is there a worst one that you could comment on from the summer?
I mean, there was Happy Gilmore 2. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not great.
Well, fall is the time when studios release movies they think have a good chance at the Oscars. And has that always been the case? Mostly.
It's been the case for quite a number of years. And basically, it comes down to the calendar. 40 years ago, the Academy Awards changed their calendar of when films are eligible. It used to go July to July. And then they said, let's just make it a calendar year. The end of the year is the end of the year for award nomination considerations. So then naturally, studios start packing their quote-unquote prestige films as late in the year as possible because they want it to be fresh in your memory.
Fresh in people's
Rare
mind.
Is the time when a movie that comes out in April wins the Academy Award. I mean, we had it a couple years ago. Everything Everywhere All at Once was a spring movie that won Best Picture. But usually those movies are forgotten by the time award season rolls.
I was trying to remember when Titanic came out.
That would have also been a late summer movie,
late
I believe.
Late summer, yeah. I was thinking that might have been a late summer movie.
Yeah.
Well, there are themes. Are there or were there themes that you notice with this year's crop of fall movies?
One thing I noticed is just a lot of really great directors making films this year. Sometimes we go through lags where it feels like everyone's working on a movie at the same time. This year we have a lot of prestigious filmmakers coming out with movies, and that's always exciting. That's kind of the first thing I look for at the beginning of the year is, what directors do I love that have a great track record are coming out with something this year? That's what I'm looking forward to.
What are some of the films that have already come out this fall that you liked or maybe didn't like?
Yeah, so one that I just watched a couple of times that came out a couple weeks ago is the new Paul Thomas Anderson film, One Battle After Another, which is... at this moment, my favorite movie of the year. It's incredible. I mean, it's almost a three-hour film. I went and saw it twice last week. It's pretty great, and I'm expecting that to be talked about when we roll into award season.
What's it about?
Oh, man, it is a dense story about revolutionaries trying to overthrow the government, and then a a relationship that goes awry and revenge tales, and it's
well,
intense.
There's a lot going on.
It is frenetic. Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Julia Roberts is back with a new movie coming out next weekend. I think it's called After the Hunt.
Right. Yes. She has a new one from director Luca Guadagnino. It's she and Andrew Garfield and Ayo Adebi. It's this kind of psychological drama, and that's kind of the hallmark of this time of year. You get your dramas, your big actors. It is still October, so we have a little bit of the psychological thriller involved in it, about a professor who finds her life upended when a student makes an accusation. And if you know anything about director Luca Guadagnino, nothing is simple and linear in the storytelling of this movie.
Looking, and Julia Roberts, you think she'd be a good person for that role?
Yeah, she's always great. She's Julia Roberts, like the definition of movie star.
And Catherine Bigelow, I think, was the first woman to direct a Best Picture winner.
For The Hurt Locker, yes.
Yeah, she has a political thriller.
Yes, I'm very excited for this one.
I think it's called House of Dynamite?
House of Dynamite, yes. Comes out October 24th. It'll be on Netflix. And stars Idris Elba. It's about an impending missile crisis that's about to hit America and how the White House handles it. And it's told in real time. So it happens over the course of basically 2 hours of how this would actually happen. And Catherine Bigelow is great at all films. I mean, but action especially. She is great at this. So I'm very excited for this. And it's on Netflix.
And it's coming out when?
October 24th.
Well,
it's almost here.
I'm on Netflix, so
there you go.
I'll be looking for that one.
Yeah.
Do you think political films can work right now with the people? I'm wondering if people are kind of burned out on regular politics.
You might be onto something there because regular life is so political right now. It's tough. The way things are going right now, it's interesting to see how it'll work. If people are looking for an escape and don't want to be having to face things that they're already facing in their regular life, or if this divides a crowd. But One Battle After Another is a political-ish film, and that was pretty well received so far. So
yeah,
we'll see.
And speaking of politics, James Brooks, who was the guy that created the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which is, 50 years ago,
yeah,
has a new movie coming out with a political bent.
Yeah, it's a film called Ella McKay, stars Emma Mackey. It feels like it's kind of a dramatic comedy almost.
I gotta believe the guy who produced the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah, I mean, he's great at kind of comedies and fills this with a comedic cast. I mean, he's got Albert Brooks in here, Woody Harrelson, Jamie Lee Curtis, about a young woman who's dealing with being an adult and dealing with family that can disappoint you and all kinds of craziness that happens to this young woman in this film. And it's a great comedic cast.
And what's the title again?
This is Ella McKay.
Ella McKay.
Yes.
All right. I'm moving along with the ones that I know of and remember. Rose Byrne is kicking up some Oscar buzz with her role in If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Yes, and this also comes out this Friday, October 10th. So you don't have to wait long for this one. And Rose Byrne is a great actress, and she's really the center of this film. She's a woman kind of finding herself overwhelmed by life. Life is just kind of crushing her in every direction. And eventually, that kind of pressure will lead to a break of some sort, whether it's a good break or a break in her mentality. And one of the people who serves as kind of an antagonist to her is her therapist, who is played by Conan O'Brien in a serious role.
And is this his first role?
I believe it is, yes. I believe. And he plays a kind of narcissistic therapist, not comedic from what I can tell in any way. Kind of a real stretch for first-time actor Conan O'Brien.
And even though we think sequels and remakes are for the summer, there's one coming out in the fall, Kiss of the Spider Woman. That's an adaptation of a Broadway show, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. I've never seen the original, but yes, this is a title that I've heard in the past.
I'm wondering, how frequent or common, I guess I should say, are these movie musical movie adaptations?
I mean, more and more. We're going to have a couple of them this fall. You know, we have this one. We have another one coming out later in the fall. Musicals have their place in cinema right now. There was a while where they were kind of a dead genre, and now they're kind of rolling along again.
Talking today with Jameson Rabbit about the fall movies and what's coming out for you and I to see, and I hope you'll join in with your own questions. Maybe you have a comment about a past film, maybe a question about what's coming up in the fall. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Tomorrow on the show, we uncover the mystery of a shipwreck discovered off the shores of Door County. And then we'll talk to the executive director of the Portage County Historical Society and then chat with best-selling author and humorist David Sedaris. He's out now on tour. And right now, though, we're taking a look at the fall movies with our guest, James Rabbit. He's the host of Real Reviews for the Sun Prairie Media Center. Been going on since 2014, something like that.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. So join in with your own questions at 800-642-1234 or shoot us an email to talk@WPR.org. Jean in Minnesota emailed. She said she watched a movie called Steve with Cillian Murphy. It's on Netflix.
It just came out on Netflix last week, yeah.
Yeah, she wondered what your reaction to it was.
I haven't had the opportunity yet to watch it. It just came out this past Friday, I believe.
Oh, so really fresh.
Yeah, but Cillian Murphy's great. I mean, he just won the Academy Award for Oppenheimer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's keep going on with these sequels and remakes then. Mm-hmm. You care about a new Tron movie or maybe a new Predator movie?
Yeah, I'm kind of ambivalent about both of them. New Tron movie, Jeff Bridges is back. I mean, he was in the original eons ago. I'm sure the effects are going to look great. That's kind of what Tron movies base themselves on. I don't know. It feels out of place to me here. The same with the Predator movie. The Predator franchise has been incredibly hit or miss for me.
Yeah, there have been some real stinkers. But the first one was...
It's legendary. Now, the only thing
really
is this...
Really good.
This new one, Predator Badlands, is from director Dan Trachtenberg. He made a Predator side movie during the pandemic called Prey, which was great. Had a female antagonist fighting a Predator. This is not connected to that, despite the fact that he directed both. So I have kind of middling hopes for it.
Yeah, and thinking about Predator, we've got a remake of an old Schwarzenegger movie, The Running Man.
Yes. I'm very excited for this movie, actually.
Are you?
So The Running Man, I rewatched the original recently. It's a fun story. It's aged. It feels its age, but the concept is great.
Yeah,
and especially
I love
today,
the concept of
if
it.
You tell me that they're going to actually have a Running Man game show where they're putting people into this, I wouldn't be that surprised. Director Edgar Wright is great coming up with this. And Glenn Powell, I think he's going to be wonderful in this movie. I'm actually kind of excited for this.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to that one as well. And one of the most, I think about the, talk about high-profile movies, the second half of Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked for Good.
What'd you think of the first one?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, my daughter was very excited to go see that. We've watched it many times since it's come out on streaming. Now, from what I know, though, that part two of the Wicked musical is kind of the weaker half of the two, the post-intermission. So I don't know. We'll see. But this has a lot of excitement. It's coming out the weekend before Thanksgiving, which is a great time to put out movies. And it's going to be gangbusters. It's a family movie that everyone can go see and enjoy.
Yeah. I saw the first with my daughter.
Sure.
And we liked it
as
well.
Yeah.
You know, the one movie that when it the first version of it that came out I really liked a lot was Avatar.
Sure. That was 2009. Can you believe that?
And then the second movie was like, all right, this is Avatar, the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know the storyline this time?
Fire and Ash. It's the third film of this franchise, and it's the same characters, only new tribes now are introduced. A fire tribe is introduced, where we had the water tribe in the second film. It looks like it's going to be the same movie again, Larry. And it's 3 hours and 12 minutes long.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's a bladder tester. I have fatigue with this franchise already.
But I like the first one.
Sure. The first one was groundbreaking, but I feel like they're just recycling old territory over and over again, and I'm struggling to stay interested.
And, of course, Halloween usually brings some scarier horror movies, most notably, I think we've got a new adaptation of Frankenstein.
Yes, we do, and that's also going to be streaming. That is from director Guillermo del Toro, one of my favorite directors. And that is going to be hitting November 7th onto Netflix. Another one you can just sit at your couch and watch. Classic monster movie. This one stars Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster. And I'm excited for this one.
Do we look every year? There's a scary movie at Halloween, isn't there?
You have to. Yeah, it's mandatory. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But yeah, we have to get them.
Any good comedy movies for this fall?
Yes. It's kind of a light season for comedies. I mean, it's not the top time of the year for it. There's a film from Aziz Ansari called Good Fortune that he wrote, directed, and starred in with him and Keanu Reeves and Seth Rogen that looks kind of funny, kind of a life switching. Keanu Reeves is an angel and switches their lives around between a successful guy and a poor guy. Roofman is a new movie that stars Channing Tatum, I guess based on a true story of a guy who breaks into a store. I don't know. It looks like a weird comedy. There's a film called Anaconda starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd that looks like a wild madcap comedy. Don't know if it's going to be any good. But, it's this time of year is more for the serious fare, the prestige films, as opposed to your madcap comedies.
Well, an Iranian movie called It Was Just an Accident.
Yes.
Won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival. What's unique about this movie?
It's it's France's submission. It's a dual submission between France and Iran. It's France's official submission for the upcoming Oscars, the 2026 Oscars. It is a thriller exploring political repression in Iran. The filmmaker, Jafar Panahi, has been arrested multiple times for creating, films condemning policies in Iran, and they mm-hmm. don't really like that much. This film is probably going to land him in hot water as well. It looks incredibly interesting. And, it's all in Iranian and French.
I am a big fan of Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
And there's a movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Right.
But it only covers the making of one of his albums.
Right, just the Nebraska album.
So I'm sure there must be some non-Springsteen fans. I'm wondering, I think of Springsteen fans are going to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's Jeremy Allen White from The Bear stars as younger Bruce, 1982 era Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of publicity about this, those two out hitting the red carpet together going, don't we look alike? Look at us. personally, I kind of have been hitting music biopic fatigue. It feels like every year there's one or two of them. I'm hopeful this is good. It is interesting that it is so tightly focused on one period of his life as opposed to a spanning film. But I'm expecting it to do well at the box office.
And speaking of biopics, there's a movie, Song Sung Blue.
There you go.
What's that about? And explain its ties to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it comes out on Christmas Day. It stars Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson as a duo. This is based on true people that call themselves Lightning and Thunder. And they were a Neil Diamond and Patsy Cline tribute act from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. who you may have seen on the state fair circuit back in the 90s. It's an interesting story. They survived trauma. They found surprising success because they were just a small tribute band. And it's a really interesting story. I watched the trailer the other day, and it looks incredibly sweet.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. I like sweet films, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The Wisconsin movie we were just talking about earlier.
Yeah,
kind of a sweet movie, and really enjoyed it a lot. Anything to take the kids to this season besides what we've talked about?
The one movie that I think stands out, and I ask my daughter what she's excited for. Zootopia 2 is the big animated movie, one of her favorite animated movies. Frankly, one of my favorite animated movies of the last 5-6 years. Disney animated movie that's coming out around Thanksgiving time. Should be really fun. Looks really cute. It comes out November 26th. And that's kind of the one. There's not a lot of animated films coming out the rest of this year, though.
Okay. We've covered many movies.
Yeah.
Are there some others that were on maybe on your list for fall?
Yeah, absolutely. There's one called Begonia that comes out November 31st. It's a new film from Yorgos Lanthimos, who always makes fever dream type movies, and most of them star Emma Stone. This one has her and Jesse Plemons and Alicia Silverstone in it, and the trailer looks maddening. I'm very excited for that one. There's also a film coming out in December called Hamnet, which is centered around Shakespeare's wife as she struggles with the loss of her son, Hamnet. Stars Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. And then one of my favorite actors right now, Timothy Chalamet, has a film called Marty Supreme that's coming out on Christmas Day from Josh Safdie, whose brother just directed the new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, The Smashing Machine, that just came out. Now, the other brother, Josh Safdie, directs Timothy Chalamet in a story of a young man who goes to hell and back to chase a dream. It also stars Gwyneth Paltrow and a huge cast of people that you know filling this out for Christmas Day. This will be a big movie on Christmas weekend.
We're going to be watching a lot of these movies on Netflix from the sound of it. But how do you encourage folks to go to the theater?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of going to the theater, seeing it on the biggest screen possible. I know I said that when I was in here in June, when you're going to see big summer blockbusters, see them on the big screen. But even these movies that are more the drama type movies, they're enjoyable. We are blessed with so many great places to see a movie in this city. There's no excuse not to.
Yeah. Remind us, how do we watch your Real Reviews?
Real Reviews, sure. Yeah, you can find it locally through the Sun Prairie Media Center app. It's streaming. I also put it up on YouTube. If you search Real Reviews TV, Real Reviews TV, you can find it there. And we post our reviews of every movie we saw each month on there.
And are you... Oscar nominations
sure.
Don't come out until January.
No, but I'm ready.
Any early predictions?
I have 5 movies on my list that I very much expect to be getting nominations for Best Picture. The first one is Hamnet, the one I just told you about. One Battle After Another, which I've talked about. Begonia. Sinners, which came out earlier this year, which is a great vampire movie you wouldn't expect, but it's great. I think it's going to get nominated. And then there's one called Sentimental Value from director Joachim Trier. He teams back with his collaborator, actress Renate Reinsve. They did Worst Person in the World a few years ago, which was one of my favorite movies. And it looks like it's just perfect Oscar bait.
What's it about?
I don't know. They haven't really put out a whole lot about it. And that kind of lends the intrigue. But it very much, the two of them combined always seem to create Oscar buzz movies. And it'll probably be a movie that plays in one theater here on December 31st, just to be nominated for the 2026 Oscars.
Jameson, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. Jameson Rabbit, our guest today, the host of Real Reviews for the Sun Prairie Media Center. He's been doing that since 2014. Big thanks to him. And a big thanks to you for listening, and also to our team of people here on the Larry Mueller Show. Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod, Jeff Robbins, he produced this show today. Lee Rayburn, our outstanding technical director and on-air host as well. And our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Stay with us. There's lots more in store here on WPR News.